Let us come before the triune God in prayer. God of wholeness, we pray for believers all over the globe. Unify us in the service of the gospel, that we may work together as beloved siblings to share your love with all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of the cosmos, we pray for creation, the gardens, waterways and creatures near to us, and diverse forms of life that remain unseen. Teach us to treat the natural world with reverence, seeking restoration when human divisions have caused harm to your beloved creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all people, we pray for harmony among the nations. Cast out from us unclean spirits of greed and fear, that we may work in solidarity with one another for the common good. We pray that peace is upheld in Israel and Palestine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of abundance, we pray for those who are oppressed or in any need. Encourage those who have begun to lose heart and all who suffer in body, spirit, or mind. We especially remember Eddie, Elaine, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Marianne, Bonnie, Mary, Tilly, Robert, Helen, Vivian, Katie, Esther, Rhonda, and those we name in the silence of our hearts. Strengthen and renew us with your Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of love and reconciliation, we pray for the 215 Indigenous children's bodies who were discovered at Kamloops Residential School. We pray that you bring comfort and strength to their families as the feelings of trauma resurface. We ask you to help us to do better, to listen to the stories, to acknowledge and understand the past, and to bring forth honest change for the future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of righteousness, we pray for these holy houses of worship. Set our gaze upon things eternal, that in thanksgiving for your mercy, we may extend grace to more and more people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of the ages, in your goodness, you have sent faithful witnesses for every time and place. We give you thanks for those saints who now rest in your eternal mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your abiding grace. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share a sign of peace with those around you, and if you live alone, feel free to give somebody a call or email. We continue with our thanksgiving for the word. Let us pray. Holy God, our maker, our healer, our teacher, your magnificent creation springs forth from your word. All that has life and breath praises your name. For your word that sustains the earth, we thank you, O God. You sent us, Jesus, your word, to renew the world. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, preached your mercy, and called us to faith. For your word and our Lord Christ, we praise you, O God. Nourish us with the spirit of your word, that we may grow in grace, bearing the fruits of redemption, and sharing your strength and beauty with all the world. For your word and our lives, we entreat you, O God. Accept our thanksgiving and receive our prayer. For the sake of your living word, Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of God, who provides for us, feeds us, and journeys with us, Son, be upon you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. You are the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Our ascending hymn this morning is Rise, Shine, You People. That is from the ELW hymn number 665. May peace be with you this week.